Starting a business can be overwhelming. You're juggling multiple roles, designer, marketer, logistics manager, all while bringing your vision to life. But for millions of businesses, Shopify is the ultimate partner. Shopify is proud to power many sources of UK e-commerce, from brands like Mattel and Gymshark to new entrepreneurs. Build a stunning online store with Shopify's ready-to-use templates. Boost content with AI-powered product descriptions, page headlines, and enhanced photography. Marketing is easy with built-in tools for email and social media campaigns. Plus, Shopify simplifies everything from inventory to shipping and returns. If you're ready to sell, you're ready for Shopify. Turn your big business idea into with Shopify on your side. Sign up for your £1 per month trial today at shopify.co.uk/try. Go to shopify.co.uk/try, shopify.co.uk/try.
Jeremy, Katie, and Josh in the morning.
Mix 100.
This one came in from John. John says, hey, JKJ Show, I need some help. My girlfriend just got me a birthday gift, and at first glance, it was perfect. Here we go with more sports stuff. I'm a diehard Colorado Avalanche fan.
Go, hey, let's go! Hey.
I like this guy already. Yeah.
She bought me a legit, authentic Avs jersey.
Okay, so hundreds of dollars.
He said $400.
Oh, wow.
I was blown away. He can't be that big of a fan because it's called a sweater, right, Josh?
It is a sweater. Oh, Jer on Sports.
Jer on Sports.
Oh. What?
Anyway, he used jersey in the email.
What an idiot. No,
what an idiot. Doesn't this guy know sports like I do? So she got him a $400 Avs jersey. He was blown away. He said, until I turned it around. On the back, it didn't say my favorite player's name. It just said Jessica, which is her name, with a giant number one.
Okay, so that's why it was $400, because she customized it.
They're pricey, right?
With expensive.
Jessica.
With her name, though.
She thought it was adorable. She said, now everyone will know who your number one is. He wrote, OMG, I can't walk around Ball Arena repping Team Girlfriend instead of the Avs. I can't wear this in public ever. It's so embarrassing.
Shoot, dude.
John goes on to say, this isn't a one-time thing. A couple months ago, she gave me an 8x10 professional headshot of herself, fully framed. No note, no inside jokes, just her looking into the distance.
It's like a glamour shot? Yeah.
She has her cat with her.
Says it gets worse. A couple months ago, she gave me a throw pillow with her face on it.
Wow, she really likes
it. It's one
her.
Of those print selfies you can get at like Walgreens.
Jessica
right?
must be hot.
She said
she
I could,
likes herself.
She said I could cuddle with it when I miss her. He says it stares at me from the couch. And you're right, Josh. He goes on to say, here's the kicker. She's really hot, like model hot.
Oh, okay.
So I feel like a complete tool even considering breaking things off over this, but my friends and family are starting to say that this girl is super possessive and these gifts are more about marking her territory than being sweet.
I could see that. Yeah.
I don't want to seem ungrateful or like I'm a jerk, but how do I tell her to please stop giving me gifts that feel like a relationship branding exercise? Is this a red flag, you guys? Or should I just ignore it because she's gorgeous? Am I overthinking? And then he ended by saying, how about that freaking jersey?
Sweater.
Sweater.
And then a big old ugh, and that is from John. Yep. Right now on the line is Kendra. What's up, Kendra?
Good morning.
Good morning. So what do you think about John and this kooky girlfriend of his?
No, that's borderline possessive. That's not even cute. Not even funny cute.
Not even a little adorable?
It's kind of it's kind of cute. It is kind of cute.
No, it's so not cute, because here's the thing. If he went and got the jersey with her name, that's different. But she went out of her way to mark the territory on something that he likes. That's not okay.
But it's the best of both worlds. He likes
her and the Avs.
And he likes the Avs.
Okay, then you would get him an Avs of a player he likes.
Whoever that would be, Katie, give me a name.
Oh, you'd get Gabe Landeskog, right?
Oh, of course you would. You'd
That's
get Gabe
you'd
on
get.
There all day long.
That's
you'd
who
get
you'd
Gabe.
Get on there.
So what do you think he should do about this, Kendra?
I would say he has two options. Like, one, it doesn't matter how hot she is. That should never be a factor.
Thank
first
you,
off.
Kendra.
Well, it is. Go ahead. Continue.
He should talk to her like, hey, like, there should be a line, or just break up with her. There's always someone hotter or someone better.
Yeah.
Hotness should never be a thing.
But you just kind of made it a thing. Yeah. There's always somebody hotter.
No. Because he's saying that's the only, like, oh, well, she's hot. No, that's...
There is
a lot
something.
Of people thought that Bundy was hot. Look how he turned
out. Oh my God!
Well, she's got a point.
Oh my God!
She's got a really good point there.
Ted Bundy.
You know what I mean?
All right, I have your vote of lever. I guess I'm gonna just put you down as lever. Kendra, thank you for listening. Have a great day.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye, Kendra.
I don't want to sound like a pig. I don't want to get everybody mad at me, but there is the hotness to crazy ratio, and I think it works for both men and women. Right? Have you ever heard of this?
I mean, I guess.
Like, the hotter they are, the more crazy you can put up with.
Yes, but if you are, like, if your family's questioning it, again, see, I'm on the side of I think this is cute because this is what this generation does. They buy things with their face on them. They like their faces a lot. So I don't look at it as a red flag, but if this is something his family's coming to him and being like, yeah, you know, like, we don't like this girl, and his reason is... But she's hot.
She's banging, though.
That's not cool.
Brooke, hi. Thanks for holding. Welcome to the show.
Hi, guys. Love you guys. You guys are awesome.
Right?
Thanks, Brooke.
Yeah.
So what's your take on John and Jessica?
Yeah, just like you brought up, that hot girl crazy scale. Like, I don't know. I think the hotter you are, the crazier it can be. And I just... I think this is going to translate if he decides to build a future with this girl. It's going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's going to be all about her. And then eventually, you know, he's going to get sick of it. And then like the other girl said, you know, it's going to – there's going to be someone else around the corner that maybe not as hot but way cooler and way more down to earth. And, you know, I mean, about the jersey. If you wanted to buy a jersey with your name on it, you should have bought a jersey for yourself with his name on it, and then that's what you guys wore to the game together. Otherwise, you just buy him a jersey to go with his buddies to the game.
So that's not creepy, then, if she bought a jersey with his name on the back? That's not possessive and crazy? That would be okay.
I think if it was, like, a gift together, no. I think that's not crazy, but... Because then they can do that together. But it's like, I'm sure he wants to go to the game with his buddies. He doesn't want his girlfriend's name on the back.
Yeah.
That's not cool.
But maybe the buddies know that she's super hot. They're like, it's all right, dude.
No.
Hall pass. You get a hall pass because we know.
Dude, it's fine. Don't worry.
Dude, it's fine.
Stay with her.
She's like a model.
You will not do better.
Wow.
What do you think about that pillow, though, that she gave him too, Brooke?
Pillow's kind of weird.
That's weird. It's all weird.
It's all weird.
I don't know.
So he can cuddle it.
But she smells so good, you guys. She smells so good.
She might.
Good.
You never know.
Oh, my goodness.
So, Brooke, what am I putting you down? Am I putting you down to leave her? Or stay with her.
It's a huge red flag, and I think he should find something better.
You should bounce. Okay.
Big red flag. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you, Brookie. Have a great day.
All right. Thank you, guys.
Bye.
Thanks, Brooke.
Oh, we got Blake. What's up, Blake?
What's up, man? Good morning.
Good morning, buddy. So what do you think about the jersey with Jessica and the big number one on the back?
So I've been giving it a lot of thought, hearing everybody's opinions, too. Honestly... I mean, he does say she's pretty hot, and so that's kind of a factor for me. You know, at first I was like, you know, the jersey, yeah. First, the jersey was like, that might be too much, you know, but she is hot.
She's hot, Blake.
She's hot, yeah.
I love the guy's logic here. I love every guy calling in.
So
I'd rather take a lady that is hot and obsessed with me than, you know, not hot and obsessed. You feel me? The body pillow's kind of crazy, but... She's hot, so it's a hot body pillow. It's just like hot times hot. We got hot squared. That's a mathematical equation.
I can't.
This is the greatest thing. Hot times hot. It's math,
Blake. You convinced me.
It is math, Katie.
My head hurts, Blake.
All right. I gotta say logically.
I'm with Blake 100%.
Blake, your logic is spot on.
Checking out. This math is mathing right
hot
now.
Hot on hot with
you
Blake.
You know that hot's not going to last, but that crazy may get worse, Blake. Like, do you know that?
No, because really? No guy thinks about that right now.
I'm just saying,
it's
yeah,
hot.
That's true, yeah.
Hot's only lasting so long.
It's hot in the moment, Blake.
I know, but like that crazy could get worse.
It's hot now, not hot later.
What if she gets him a license plate that says Jess's man?
Like, is she still hot? Doesn't matter.
She's still looking in the bikini?
It's a toss-up. She might get hot later. She might stay hot, you know?
And
maybe he's not as hot. He might be punching up, and then if she gets not as hot, then they're equal. Then it's like, okay, there's no problem.
More Blake math!
I love this!
It's more Blake math!
You came in doing your homework, Blake. I will give you that.
This is legit stuff.
I've been studying.
It's in the Bible, actually.
This is too funny. Blake, you kind of are the best, though.
Gosh.
Like, this is a great call.
Blake, crying. You're my favorite
Thank
call
you.
Of the week, buddy.
Yay.
Okay, guys. I'll be here all week. Thank you.
Later, dude.
Later.
Bye.
You know, he almost convinced me. Like, seriously. The way he went about it, like, he almost had me convinced.
I love him. I'll give you the number if you guys want to sound off. 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649 if you want to sound off about John's possessive girlfriend. Oh, Robert's been holding the longest. Hi, Robert.
Hello.
Hello. Hey. So what do you think? Is this weird, or is she just being a sweetheart?
Well, after Blake just did that, now I don't know what to say.
I know, right? kind of threw everybody off.
He did.
So for you, if somebody gave you a jersey with their name on the back, would you wear it, or would you find that creepy?
Probably not. If it's their first name, more than likely not. If it's their last name, yeah, I could probably wear it still, because at that point, then they don't know. Is it your last name? Is it their last name? They don't know.
That's true. It's harder when it's just straight up Jessica on your back.
Right. Now, you know, say it's their last name. Okay, cool. That's a different story, because then they don't know who's who. And that's something where you're like, oh, they have my last name on. Or, if you were playing sports and they were wearing your jersey, that's a whole different story. That's support and other things. But when it comes to first name basis, that's borderline psychopath.
Yeah, but then again, I feel like if, you know, I don't know how many Avs games this guy is going to, but like maybe around the house or something, you know, she throws on that jersey, if you know what I mean, Josh, and that's the only thing she's got on, and she's got her name on the back, like, you know, I'm going to be fine with the jersey then.
Yeah, that would be fine, but wearing it out in public is, it's kind of weird, and it's the jersey now. Like you said, what if it's the license plate? What if she buys him a car with her hotness that has her name written all over it?
Robert, right? Is it like wrapped?
It's got her face on the hood.
It's going to be on the car next.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
It's only going to get worse for him, unfortunately. And, you know.
So you're saying he should bounce. He should bounce.
He needs to bounce.
Dang. All right.
It's not going to get better.
What if he can't do better, though? Yeah.
She sounds pretty hot.
She may be hot externally, but like I said yesterday with Jeremy, intelligence is hot and sexy.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Oh, I remember your call. Okay, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
See?
All right, Robert, thank you for calling, my man. Have a good day.
You guys as well.
Later.
Thanks, Robert. Bye.
What do you want to say, Katie?
Oh, no. I just am over here like...
You're being awfully quiet.
Questioning my own hotness to crazy ratio. I know. I'm like, am I crazy enough for my hotness? Am I too crazy? Am I?
Yes.
So it's like literally questioning what's happening. I see a few people on the text line doing the same. I learned so much about you guys, like talking to you. So yeah,
It's a real life thing.
It is.
The hotness to crazy ratio is a real life thing, whether you like it or not.
When a guy pulls a really attractive woman like that, he will put up or deal with a lot. It's true.
It's so funny.
It's just the way it is.
And like for him, he should wear the jersey once, in my opinion, to the game.
He'll
wear
never
it once.
Have to again.
And then you'll never have to do it
it's
again.
It's so true.
Make her happy.
I think you can wear it out to other things.
She spent a lot of money too.
Wear it to a game. Wear it to a date night.
Yeah.
Wear
why
it
not?
Where you're just hanging out together, you know? Like I think he can still use the jersey, but.
I love. We got full phone lines again. Everybody's fired up about this.
Crazy hot thing.
Kristen, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Good morning.
Good morning. I was thinking that it's okay that she bought that for him. I think there's a couple factors at play for why I think that.
Tell us.
I might have missed this piece, but I don't know how long they've been together. But I do think that, like, time in grade matters.
To that question, it doesn't say. So, in your opinion, is it better if they've been together for a short amount of time or a long amount of time for this to happen?
Well, if it's a short amount of time, then it is a little freaky, right? Mm-hmm. And he might have that spidey sense going, what is happening? Like, we haven't known each other that long. But if they've been together for like a year, then it is like, okay, I'm just being sweet. And, you know, if he's choosing to be with her, then he shouldn't be ashamed of wearing something with her name
right,
on it.
He
but
should
at the same
suck
time,
it up.
Like, is it so, like, here's the other factor, like, is she telling him, I expect you to wear this to all these games, or is it just a gift?
Her line was,
whether or not he wears it.
The line in the message said that she thought it was adorable, and she said, here's the quote, now everyone will know who your number one is.
I don't think that that indicates that, like, there's a, that I'm forcing you to wear it. I mean, he could wear it at any point. He could wear it out and about, and, you know, I don't think that there's anything forcing it. But, you know, is he feeling that way, or is it just his family feeling that way? Because family can make everything more complicated.
He says friends and family are saying that it's possessive and weird. So he's got, you know, her in one ear and friends and family in the other saying, dude, this is a red flag. And he's kind of ignoring it because she's hot.
And, well, I think that he needs to do his own, like, evaluation on that without his family and without her. Like, how does it make him feel? Is he okay with it?
Yeah, I think,
I can tell you right now, my husband would be okay with it, and he would have been okay with it, like, when we first started dating. Because that's just the type of guy he is.
It's a secure man.
But if it makes him uncomfortable, then yeah. I mean, I don't think that makes her crazy, though.
No, and I think he needs to make it through... Well, this was for his birthday. He needs to probably make it through Christmas and see what she gets him for Christmas. Before he dumps her.
Yeah.
Because it could be a full-size cardboard cutout. We don't know. Jeez. Kristen.
Exactly. Then you do have some crazy. But if he doesn't feel that weird about it, then what's the big deal? But
there
if
you
can feel weird, then
Love it. Love it. Great call, Kristen. Thank you very much for sounding off.
Thanks.
Have a good day.
Thanks, Kristen. Bye. Yeah, she made a lot of really good points, though, because it was hard for me to just go straight to the crazy, because I see a lot of my friends getting their boyfriend's gifts with their faces on them, and a lot of it's like tongue-in-cheek funny, you know, but I don't think that that automatically makes you narcissist to get your face printed on something.
I agree with you. I don't think it does automatically. It kind of depends on the why you're doing it.
I did something like this.
Did you?
Oh, boy.
I was wondering why you were pondering for a second over
there. I think I've told this story before.
Oh, tell it again. You kind of have to now. So spill the beans. Cheer.
So for everybody saying that this isn't going to last, I'm going to disagree because I may or may not have given Nicole, back in the day when we first started dating, and I was young and hot, and I was doing some modeling on the side.
Oh, gosh.
I may or may not have given her an 8x10 picture of me that she could have kept in her apartment.
A headshot? Was it a headshot?
I was kind of like on a fence type thing.
It was a headshot.
It's a Napoleon Dynamite move.
It was a full body shot, but it was like I was like on a fence, like just chilling.
But you
like,
were modeling.
Were you shirtless?
No, I had a shirt.
Okay.
I had like an Abercrombie shirt on. I mean, this was a while ago.
We were modeling.
A couple decades
ago. He's like,
this
was 2023, guys.
It was when I had like a six pack, so yeah,
like
things were good.
Blue Steel?
It was a little Blue Steel, actually.
Oh my God, he was modeling!
Can we see said picture?
And so when I saw this note come in that Jessica had also given him an 8x10 professional headshot of herself, I was like, well, that's kind of a good idea.
Yeah, right? That's not weird.
So.
That's sweet.
Never mind. I changed my mind. It's psycho. It's crazy.
It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
I will say she didn't leave me. So.
You know what?
She didn't leave me.
Fair enough.
So there's that. Josh. They're different Josh. Hi, Josh on the phone.
Hey, what's going on?
We're just chilling.
Morning.
We're just hanging out, man.
I know, I've been
just
hearing all the crazy.
Sitting here waiting for you to call. It's all right. No, take your time. What do you want to say?
Everyone needs to look up one thing real quick. Everyone needs to look up Barney Stinson, How I Met Your Mother, Crazy Hot Scale.
Yes.
Because he lines it up perfectly.
He breaks it down, man.
He breaks it down.
So it's a thing then.
I'm on the stay with her kind of deal. She's giving you gifts.
She's not giving another guy gifts. She's showering you with gifts, and she's hot, right,
she's
Josh?
Spending money on you.
Yeah. She's dropping money, which is nice. Bringing up the point that the first girl made about he should get one for her with like his name on it. I think that would be a cute idea.
Yeah.
No, I think that would.
Well, then you wear them together.
You could wear them together.
Then you turn into that couple that's like dressing the same, and you do it once, and it sounds like this girl's gonna get crazy excited. And the next thing you know, you're walking the mall in matching like windbreaker jackets together. I don't know.
Matching, home plush pillows.
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like she would turn into that person. But
so are you on the thing? Are you on the side of like if she is an attractive female, she can kind of get away with this stuff, or no?
I think, you know, tied in with the looks thing, and like she is trying, you know, she is giving him, you know, some things. And if they've been together for however long, does it mention how long they've been together?
That's the thing, it doesn't. I wish it did. I really wish it is.
Because if they're engaged, they're married, if they're just dating.
That's another thing. What if this is 1 month in? I mean, yeah.
So he does say, well, he mentions a couple months ago a few times. A couple months ago, she gave me an 8x10.
Okay.
And then a couple months ago, she gave me a throw pillow with her face on it. So they've probably been together, let's say 6 months maybe. And they've made it through his first birthday
six
together.
Months.
So let's say 6 months then.
6 months? I don't know. I think the time definitely kind of matters here, because if all this is happening in less than 6 months.
Josh, she's hot, dude. She's super hot.
She's smitten. And
she's super hot.
Why is she's smitten with this guy? She is in love with this guy.
Well, and it's funny. Like. I looked up this Barney Simpson hot crazy scale you talked about, Josh, and it essentially says the hotter you are, the crazier you get to be. Yep.
That's what it is.
In a nutshell, that's what it is saying. So.
There you go.
Yeah, I guess that's the answer to our question today.
You're saying stay with her and wear the goofy jersey.
Wear the goofy jersey,
just
bro.
Do it.
Hey, we all got ladies. We all got to make them happy once in a while. So if you got to throw that jersey on, at least it's your favorite team and you're at the game enjoying it. So
and you got a pretty lady.
Little sad.
Yeah. And Josh, she's hot.
And she's hot, buddy.
And woo! She's hot. Josh, bye, y'all. Thank you. I gotta hit it. So.
Yeah, get out of here.
It.
Have a good day,
thanks,
buddy.
Josh.
Bye.
See ya.
He was good.
All right, we'll do two
funny.
More. We'll do Stephanie and Bailey. Stephanie and Bailey. We'll do Bailey first. Hi, Bailey.
Hi, how are you?
Super dupes.
Good.
Would you put my name on the back of your jersey?
I would not put your name on the back of my jersey, no.
Jerry's not that hot anymore.
Bailey, we gotta let you go.
No. Yeah, no.
Hey, Stephanie, welcome to the show.
No, I'm
just joking. Stephanie, hold on.
My gosh. Bailey.
Bailey. Oh, my gosh.
That's not nice of him. I want you to know. He's going to hear it after the show.
I'm just goofing with you. Stephanie, hold on, too. Bailey, what do you want to say? It's fine. It's fine.
You know, I think it's a little bit weird that she put her name on the back of his jersey.
So you wouldn't do that? You wouldn't do that for your, like, longtime boyfriend or anything?
Your lover.
I would not. I think maybe, you know, those socks you can get your faces printed onto or something.
I have some of those with my face on them, yeah.
Uh-huh. But that jersey, I mean, he's going to go out with all his friends and they're going to be like, oh, like, that's weird. Like, your girlfriend's crazy. Like, from her point of view, I don't think it's that crazy, but I definitely could see it from his point of view, too. And I think he would just get a lot of backlash from his friends.
You know what's going to happen, Bailey, the entire night, and I would do this to Josh. I know I would. Like, they're going to call him Jessica all night.
Yes.
Jessica's here. Hey, somebody get Jessica a beer.
Yep.
That's
immediately.
So
exactly.
True.
That's what's going to happen. It's going to be super awkward.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then those friends will make them break up anyway, you know? It'll just be a whole thing.
I know. Like,
I don't know, Bailey. She's pretty hot.
She's pretty hot, though.
We'll see.
They might be super jealous, Bailey. Mm.
Honestly, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe. Probably not.
Probably
not.
She's like, I'm a woman, I know.
Exactly.
Bailey, thank you for your call and for being mean to me. You have a good day.
You're so welcome. You too.
Bye.
Bye, Bailey.
That's funny.
No. Stephanie.
Yes, how are you?
Super dupes. This is it. You get the last word. What should this guy do about his girlfriend?
This is so exciting. I've never been on the radio before.
Really?
Aww.
Really?
Well, this is your day. You're going to be a little radio superstar now.
All right, here we go.
All right, what do you say?
I'm always curious when people act crazy, like if these tactics, like how they worked for them in the past. So it'd be interesting to like kind of follow the story to see like what else happens. Like maybe it'll turn out to be kind of like that movie, like How to Lose a Guy in 10 Days. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I don't know. It is kind of weird to, I don't know. Like, I like giving gifts, but more like thoughtful and, you know, things like that. Like,
but you know what's funny about this?
Thoughtful.
This is a thoughtful gift. She spent $400 on this thing.
That's a lot of cheddar.
I don't know if I've ever gotten a $400 gift from a girlfriend.
I don't know if I've ever given one as a girlfriend.
No. $400 is a
lot. That's a lot of money.
It is.
It's very thoughtful. It's his favorite team. It's an authentic jersey. It just has her name on the back.
She went like the extra mile, and she probably shouldn't have.
Yeah. It is a little weird. I don't know.
But again, like if you use my scenario where I gave my then girlfriend an 8x10 picture of me, and here we are together 2 decades later.
You're lucky,
like,
buddy.
If you follow that timeline, it might be the same for these two crazy kids. You know, it might
maybe,
be fine.
You never know. You know, who are we to judge?
Who are we to judge? Do you have a boyfriend right now, Stephanie?
No, I don't.
It's going on there?
Maybe
why not?
I'm not buying fancy gifts. Maybe that'll work.
It's because you're a cheapskate.
Try that next
I think
time.
It yeah. could be because you're a cheapskate.
With our names on them.
Yes.
That's what we need to do.
Oh, Stephanie, how was it? Was this fun for you?
Yeah, it's fun. I'm on my way to work, so getting the day going off right. So.
Right on.
Yay.
You go tell all your friends about us, and you can call whenever you want. We like you.
Sounds good. You guys have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Thanks, Stephanie.
Bye, Stephanie.
Bye.
She's a sweetheart.
Very kind. Very yeah. kind. Well, I think the consensus basically was leave her. I stopped keeping track. But
no,
I think
Blake counts as 10 people. So.
He gets 10 votes right off
like
the bat.
I like that. Blake counts as 10.
I like how everyone is comparing it to the how to lose a guy in
There's
10
a
days.
Lot of those.
It yeah. seems like she really is purposefully trying to create a little bit of drama in her relationship here. All I keep thinking of is, you let our love fern die. Oh,
like, solid line.
That scene is in so my head good. Right
yep.
now, you know?
Yep.
Like, and Kate Hudson, hot in that movie.
Yeah,
like,
super hot.
Super hot.
Matthew McConaughey was willing to go through all of it. Like, so it's just, it's so funny. Gosh.
Isn't men's logic so flawed?
It's so weird. Like, I don't get it.
I'm going to say stay with her.
I'm going to say stay with her too,
dude.
I changed my mind. I switched up.
I'm going to say stay with her. Just for my scenario too of her walking around in nothing but the jersey.
And John, send pics. We want to see her.
Send pics, John. Katie, are you uncomfortable?
Not necessarily uncomfortable. I just learn
just
a
disappointed.
Lot.
Usually,
topics,
Josh and I ride
you know?
The line where we're not too like guyish, but this time around, I think we hit it pretty
to.
Hard.
It's bad.
Well, and again, I don't necessarily. I'm not like knocking the gift 100%, but I don't think he should stay with her just because she's hot. I don't think that should be the hot crazy logic
okay,
y'all
Katie.
Got going.
Sure,
I know.
Katie.
Okay. Yep. Never mind.
We gotta get to traffic.